Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Jude Kurivan, PhD, cosmologist, futurist, planetary healer, member of what is called the Evolutionary Leaders Circle, and previously one of the most senior businesswomen in the United Kingdom. She has a master's degree in physics from Oxford University and a doctorate in archaeology from the University of Reading. She has traveled extensively, worked with wisdom keepers from many traditions, a lifelong researcher in the nature of reality. Her latest work is called The Story of Gaia. And Jude, welcome to the show. It's good to have you back.
George, it's absolutely brilliant to be back with you. It's been a while.
It's been 3 years, way too long.
But you know, I don't know about you, but those 3 years have gone pretty quickly for me.
They sure do.
Great to be back with you.
My wonderful aunt, who's not with us anymore, graduated from Oxford University with a degree in psychiatry, and she turned her entire career into investigating telepathy, clairvoyance. She just loved it. But what a great university you came from.
It is a very beautiful university as well, actually. We were back there, funnily enough, for the launch of The Story of Gaia, because there's an amazing museum there called the Oxford University Museum of Natural History. And back in 1860, when the museum had literally just opened, they had the first ever debate on evolutionary biology, the Darwinian evolution there. So we just felt it was really symbolic to have the UK launch of The Story of Gaia there.
Fantastic. And of course, Gaia meaning the planet Earth, but it means the planet's alive, doesn't it? Like an organism?
Yes. I mean, Gaia was the name that the ancient Greeks gave to the Earth goddess. And some while ago, a pioneering researcher called James Lovelock realized that the entirety of our planetary home is an interdependent system. Now, he probably wouldn't have gone as far as to say it was conscious, but we've got massive evidence now that, you know, the whole universe is mindful. But he certainly appreciated the interdependence of the entirety of the planetary system. And he called it the Gaia hypothesis and wrote a number of books, groundbreaking books, that really preset what, the evidence is now showing us in even more detail and depth.
Jude, when I was a young boy, I used to always believe that this planet was alive and that it had the ability to heal itself from any kind of situation that occurred. What do you think of that?
Well, I think if you say any situation, that's probably a slight step too far, but pretty much most things. I mean, when the asteroid, the 6 mile across asteroid hit near the Yucatan Peninsula 66 million years ago. That wiped out the dinosaurs, but Gaia moved on, and she has continued for over 4 billion years to nurture the evolution of biological life and an ever greater complexity. She's amazing. I mean, her ability, her resilience is incredible, but there are certain things that even Gaia could not recover from.
What's important about your title, The Story of Gaia, is also the subtitle, which means a lot, The Big Breath and the Evolutionary Journey of Our Conscious Planet. That tells me you believe this planet not only is alive, but it's much more than just some kind of universal science, that there's some kind of spirituality behind it?
Very much so. I mean, a dear friend of mine, Elizabeth Sartoris, who is an evolutionary biologist, I think says it best when she talks about the nature of consciousness. She says, you know, think of a piano keyboard, and you've got the low notes at the base of the keyboard, which is sort of the physicalized aspects of consciousness. And as you move up, you move to the emotional, mental, and spiritual. But they're all part of the same keyboard. And what the evidence is now showing is that, yes, if you say cosmic consciousness, as Einstein would say, cosmic mind, you know, creates our universe as meaningful in formation. So we are. We don't have mind and consciousness. I think we delved into this last time we spoke. We don't have mind and consciousness. We and the whole world are mind and consciousness. You know, our universe is a great thought in that sense, rather than a great thing. And we can delve into that. But the evidence began to really come forward scientifically about 100 years ago. But it's now really compelling. And, of course, we are now converging this leading-edge science with ancient and universal spiritual traditions and wisdom teachings.
Jude, as we roll along into our discussion tonight, give us an overview of the story of Gaia.
It is the story. It's a 13.8 billion year story of our entire universe from its first moment all those billions of years ago, not as a big bang, which wasn't big, we know that, but it wasn't a bang either. It wasn't that implied chaos of an explosion. Instead, our universe began incredibly ordered and extremely fine-tuned. So the whole story of our universe, and therefore Gaia, is a story of a big breath, an ongoing big breath, and a universe that exists, meaningfully exists, and purposefully evolves from simplicity to complexity. Essentially, a universe that exists to evolve as space expands and time flows forward. So the book is the story of this entire evolutionary journey of a universe that is mindful, meaningful, and essentially living and conscious.
What are some of the big messages you would like people to get from reading the book, The Story of Gaia?
George, that, you know, we've been told a story of a universe that's essentially dead and meaningless and purposeless.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, the evidence is completely turning that upside down to show that everything we call our world exists meaningfully and purposefully evolved. It puts us into that sort of story because we are microcosmic co-creators of this universal story. We have purpose and meaning. And also, I think the other really key thing to say is that the old story, which is now again being completely turned on its head, is one of materialism and separation. And the new story is saying that we're inseparable from us, you know, from each other and from the whole world. And yet, that unity, that wholeness, is expressed in radical diversity. Unity is not uniformity. It's wondrous diversity. So each of us have meaning and purpose and a unique voice. And we belong. We belong to a living universe. And we belong as Gaians with a living planetary home, Gaia.
What can we learn from Gaia as individuals, as human beings?
My goodness me. Seeing Gaia as our primordial mother, what do we learn from our mother? You know, I learned from my mother how to live, I learned values, I learned principles, I learned a way of living. Gaia offers that. You know, she, for over 4 billion years, She came into birth about 4.5 billion years ago. Biological life, and I'm talking about a living universe, which is way beyond biology, as you know, but she nurtured her biological children for close to 4 billion years. In all that time, she's wasted nothing, because how could she? She's a planetary host. She can't decide to throw some litter out of her planetary system. She wastes nothing. She recycles everything. She values everything. And her entire story is one of collaboration. And as she's moved from simplicity to complexity, it's been a story of cooperation. So everything she tells us is that wisdom of how to come together, of how to find our place, how to value our place, how to value each other, and how to learn from each other and to learn from her.
How did you learn this, Jude?
How did I learn it?
Yes.
It's been a long journey, George, as I think we spoke about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I've been fascinated by the nature of reality itself since I was a very young child, really. And that journey has taken me to over 80 countries. I've learned from wisdom teachers, indigenous teachers. So it's been a whole life journey of exploration, of curiosity. And the joy that I felt over these last few years, since we last spoke, was how the story of Gaia is so profound. And so I've learned a huge amount just by writing the book itself on what I already knew, but the latest discoveries are revealing ever more this wondrous story of a living and an evolutionary universe. So I've learned it from many, many teachers, and I've learned it from Gaia herself.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Would you say that
After reading this book, The Story of Gaia, if one was doubtful about a divine creator, you will not be after reading it?
I'd hope so. I'd hope so. It's certainly an invitation to almost allow a reader for the book to read them and just feel into it. I know some of the very earliest readers and endorsers have said that, you know, that in reading the book, they've literally felt the universe alive within them, and they felt a sense of belonging, of experiencing and embodying, you know, this wonderful story as a deep truth to their own deep reality. And yes, you know, however we might name it, what this is showing is that our universe is a creation of an infinite and eternal cosmic mind of God, of a divine creation. But we too, and everything in existence, has innate meaning and evolutionary purpose. So we too are part of that as microcosmic co-creators.
What's so amazing too, Jude, is because we exist on a living planet that we need to exist ourselves. And that tells you everything you need to know, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And, you know, the old story is one of you know, meaninglessness and randomness and purposelessness. And, you know, it's played its part. I'm not going to blame or do any of that stuff. You know, we've come a long journey to this point. But as you and I both know, as our listeners all know, we're at a point of unsustainability. We can't keep going on with that old story of separation, which we now have all the evidence as well as a spiritual perspective for, is an illusion. We are inseparable from the whole world. We're part of the whole world.
Well, we are. There's no question about that. And how did you come to understand this?
As I say, it's been a scenic route, George. I mean, you mentioned my master's in physics at Oxford University and my PhD in archaeology at the University of Reading, much more recently, was researching ancient cosmologies. And what cosmology is about is really trying to understand the nature of reality itself. And most cosmologies sort of see that as a physical world. But for me, and my journey has always had that deeper, larger perspective of spirituality and a convergence now of science and spirituality into this understanding that I write about in the book. So for me, it's literally been a lifelong journey of discovery, but wanting to do so in a way that really now is able to say, well, here's the evidence. You know, I've had faith, I've had belief, I've had hope. Now we have the evidence, we have the scientific evidence at all scales of existence and numerous fields of research that's saying the same thing as mystics and spiritual seekers and universal wisdom teachings have told us for millennia.
Assuming there's nothing going on Mars, can we assume that Mars is a dead planet and ours is a live planet and there's a big difference there?
Well, it depends what you mean by live again. I mean, if you're talking about biological life, it does look, and I've written about this in the book, that, first of all, going back even before the birth of our planetary system, interstellar dust clouds, for which we've got beautiful images now out of the new James Webb telescope, interstellar dust clouds of gas and dust, we've now the evidence that they're full of ice and prebiotic molecules. So all of the building blocks of biological life existed before our planetary system came into being. But when our planetary system did come into being about 5 or so billion years ago, before the planets were formed, the very early planetary system was starting to form, the planets Mars and Gaia and Venus look as though they were all water planets. They all had a lot of water. And so and also all the building blocks for biological life. So the chances are, and the latest evidence we're having back from the NASA equipment on Mars, is that there probably was early biological life there.
Yeah, oh, no question.
Mars is a bit too far out from our sun and also a bit too small and also likely had a major impact event early on. So the early water on Mars that would have sustained that biological, those biological evolution, probably stopped fairly soon. Venus was too close to the sun, is too close to the sun, and became a greenhouse gas runaway planet. So Gaia is in the Goldilocks zone. We're right in the best optimum place in terms of distance from the sun. And other reasons have meant that Gaia has been able to be, continue to be, a planet, a water planet, and therefore able to continue to nurture that evolutionary complexity. But yes, we're certainly very close to having the evidence that biological life also started its journey on Mars. And also further out, of course, the moons of Jupiter and Saturn look as though, on some of them, there may be great oceans of water underneath ice crusts. So even in our own solar system, Gaia is not alone in harboring at least the beginnings of biological life.
Jude, do you think when there are volcanoes, active volcanoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, inclement the weather, the planet is fighting back, or is it trying to fix something?
I think it's trying to fix something. I mean, if you go through the whole story of Gaia, as I've written, you'll see that, you know, for four or more billion years, Gaia has evolved not just her biological life forms, but her entire, what I call her Gaiasphere, so her rocks and minerals, her waters, her atmosphere, as well as the biosphere. So volcanism and what's called the carbon cycle, this ebbing and flowing of carbon and oxygen and many, many other cycles have continued to actually both help her come back into a balance where there's been sort of, you know, wobbles and big changes, you know, in from her early atmosphere to an oxygenated atmosphere through many, many other ways. But for the last very long period of time, her entire Gaiasphere has been relatively stable and therefore able to continue to nurture this increasing complexity of biological life forms.
Is our universe evolving? Is it changing? And I don't mean just physically and structurally, but I mean consciously?
I believe it is, because for me, and the evidence I'm sort of sharing both in the cosmic hologram and in the story of Gaia, is that our universe is essentially intelligent, conscious, mindful, sentient, as an entire entity. And it began that way. You know, this is the story of you know, somehow consciousness arising, somehow, after a very long period of time. Right from the beginning, right from that first moment of what I refer to as the Big Breath, the laws of physics are instructional, informational algorithms that have enabled our universe to exist as a non-locally and unified entity, and also at the same time to be able to evolve from simplicity to complexity. Now, what that has meant is that within the wholeness of a living universe, there's been the ability for the universe to evolve from hydrogen to stars and galaxies to interstellar dust clouds to planetary systems to biological organisms, to planets, to plants, and to people. So that has enabled individuated self-awareness to be evolved. But, you know, the evidence is showing us the spiritual teachings, the indigenous teachings have told us, but we now have even more evidence and we're moving forward into an even, I think, deeper understanding of an entirely living, sentient universe.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.